Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sell Out Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday. That was music from Jeff Brand. Of course, that was from the Strictly Business soundtrack from 1991. That is, you called and told me, give me a little New Jack Swing. And, of course, I am back after a little small hiatus. I was a little sick, had a little flu bug, but I'm doing a little better. My voice is kind of at 98%, but I'm doing, you know, I'm okay. And, of course, I am hanging out with my brother from another mother, of course, like a big brother, I guess. He's a little guy, but he's kind of like my big brother, of course, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr., hanging out. Can I say, usually people say, like, singer, songwriter, producer, drummer, yada, 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 but you're not a singer, are you? See, I like to add that, too.
and yeah, you can add it, because my ego wants to say yes. So I sing when I write my songs. It's just that I won't let anybody else hear it. Only the people that have to learn it so they can sing it. Because my wife says I can't sing. She says, you stick to drumming, okay? And the church won't even let me sing. I've been playing drums in church for over 20 years. They're not giving me a mic, Don. Come on, man.
I hurt for you, brother. I hurt for you.
Listen,
it hurts me. It pains me to hear that you're not able to sing.
Listen. I'm your little big brother. But let me just tell you this. God is in control, Don. And so they forgot that they put mics on the drums. And guess what I do? I sing in the mics and the drums. So
that'll
I get
teach
my groove on. That's right. Don't mess with me. And so, you know, like we have over... So you have the mics on the drums, and then you have the overhead mic that's supposed to catch the cymbals and just the overall drums. And so those mics are just hanging right over my head. And guess what? I start singing and praising God right in those mics. And the church is just, as a matter of fact, today I was, I got to tell you that I'm saying this because it just happened. It doesn't mean I Don, you know better than anybody. I don't have an ego. I don't brag on myself. I'm very humble because
very
I know
humble.
That it's because of God that I was able to be a musician. And so I was just buying hay for my horses today, and then the guy just said to me, he looked at me, he goes, oh, and I go, oh. So I didn't know where he knew me from, right? But I knew he knew me from nowhere. And so he says, he started doing his hand like the drums. And I was like, yeah, yeah. So I still didn't know if he knew me from a professional or from church or whatever, right? And he was like, man, when you're playing those drums in church, sometimes I don't even hear the song. He said, you are so anointed the way you play. And I'm like, whoa, I said, that's the Holy Spirit, man, because I just get caught up in the Spirit of God, and I'm so grateful that he uses me, you know, he says, well, we are too. Thank you so much for playing. And this is a new guy that just started coming to our church. That's why I didn't know him.
Uh-huh.
So it's just, it's a
blessing. Oh.
And he's a young guy. He's a young guy. He's like in his late 30s, early 40s. You know, so
right.
Really nice guy. Really
I'm
nice
glad
guy.
You're saying late 30s. I'm glad you're saying late 30s, early 40s being young. I really appreciate that. And I'm 48. Hopefully, I'm still kind of young.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, when you cross 50, then we'll have a different conversation.
Oh, my goodness. I can only hope, man. I can only hope. But you did mention something about, you know, the fact that your drums, when you're playing your drums, it seems like you are anointed. But here's the thing. I like to joke with you, but in all seriousness, I mean, for all the listeners out there, of course, need I remind you, you know, this brother was a drummer has a long list of songs and just a category and a discography, if you will, of songs that he played on, not only being a member of the group Dynasty, but guys, check out, you know, when you talk about that whole anointed and the fact that God had just kind of, you know, kind of just took your body and kind of just got you in those movements. I joke with Wardell and I said, check out those old Dynasty videos and see him back there pulling his thing on the drums. You can pretty much tell he just got on more clothes now. You know, in the church. He has less clothes back then, but you can definitely tell just that anointedness in his rhythm and in his movement on the drums. And then, you know, man, it's just amazing that I'm able to just witness it and getting to know you doing this show with you. And it's just amazing on that note, man. On a serious note.
Well, thank you. And I just want your listeners to know, back in the day, when I was younger, you know, I was a gymnast, right? And so then when I became a professional drummer, playing the drums is like a sport to me. It's not like, so I'm not dressing up to play the drums. And, you know, being, you know, they wear boots and everything. They were wearing boots.
It's the word, less clothes.
All the singers. So I wore my gymnastic outfit on the stage, you know, and I would just, you know, have my tennis shoes and, you know, I got Capizios. So a lot of you probably don't know what that is, but Capizio shoes are the shoes that dancers use. And I was a dancer. So, but using the dancers, those shoes, they're really light and they grip. They grip my pedals and stuff. So I love playing with them. And so I really enjoyed that. But listen, I got to tell you guys now, and I'm announcing this right now, because Don doesn't even know this, but I'm about to go on the road with the Miracles. And so I will not be wearing those little shorts and the gymnastic shirt with the Miracles. So it's going to be very interesting to be doing the Motown stuff coming from Solar. But we've shared the same building for years. And so it's an honor for me to get that call and to do that for them. And, you know, but the show will continue to go on because Solar, we don't stop for anything. And by the way, it's a summer break for us right now. So our live shows are not on Mondays and Tuesdays anymore. We're playing like the older interviews and stuff and just allowing everybody to do what they need to do. As a matter of fact, you see Don's been out, Phoenix has been out, Astrid is in the United States somewhere, and Greg is about to go
yeah.
to the United about to come to the United States. He's going to Portland, Oregon. And so everybody, so we're just really busy, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're live. So, you know, so that's just so you guys know. So that's what's happening because summertime is here. The kids are out of school. We need to do stuff with our kids and be a blessing to them. They want to see their uncles, their aunties, their grandparents and, you know, and have fun and enjoy their break. And so, you know, so that's what we're supposed to do as adults is to make sure we accommodate those babies so we can, you know, mold them into being, you know, successful and positive young men and women when they get older. So that's what's happening with us. We're trying to do the right thing.
Well, all right. And again, we're still working on some bigger and better things for the station itself and the show itself. So be on the lookout for that. And thank you guys for supporting the show. For those that are listening right now, you can go to wardellpodsjr.com or you can go to solarrecordsradio.com. You want to get some, of course, get some cool merchandise for the show. You get a chance to learn a little bit of the history of Solar Records. And also, if you want to donate through Cash App, we have $ Solar Records Radio. So again, thank you so much for supporting the show. We got music on the way. We're going to get back to some music. We got music on the way. We got some Midnight Star on the way. We got some BB&Q Band, some Jermaine Jackson. I might sneak some Daz Band in there, you know, whatever one they don't want to play because I am putting him on the spot for a couple of blocks tonight. So it's been a while to just get on here and do my thing. But you know what? It's all about big fun. So let's go ahead and start this show off, give you a classic from the Gap Band from 1986. This is called Big Fun. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night on Solar Records Radio.
fan. You can fill in, that's no sin. Having big fun. Cause I'm gonna love you each and every day. No more work, just a lot of play. Having big fun under the sun. Because I'm gonna love you each and every day. No matter what people have to say. Having big fun under the sun.
Fast that ain't gon' go.
I can't.
A long way to go.
music from Midnight Star, of course, from the Headlines album. That is Engine Number 9. Before that, had to hook up a little H-Town, They Like It Slow from 1997. Of course, when you hear that song, it's a little bit of, you can hear the elements of Zapp and Roger Troutman in that song. I loved it. If I'm not mistaken, I think Roger Troutman did, offered a little bit of his help on that song. Particularly, don't quote me on it, but I think he did. Of course, rest in peace to Dino, and of course, rest in peace to Roger Troutman. Of course, They Like It Slow from the group H-Town that started off the block, little gap band from 1986, Big Fun. And I got to go back to that Midnight Star, that Headlines album. Melvin Gentry's voice was just amazing. Bo Watson's voice was just amazing. But you can definitely... you can definitely hear. I love when Melvin, I love Bo Watson's voice. I mean, he's just got that smooth, with Midas Touch and Wet My Whistle and of course, Slow Jam with Belinda Liscombe. But, you know, Melvin got that funky voice. Was like, okay, this is where the funky is right here. It's in Melvin's voice. But, of course, Headlines was one of my favorite Midnight Star albums. Of course, No Parking on the Dance Floor is a certified classic. But a little birdie told me, since I'm on Midnight Star's tip, I'm hanging out with my partner, Wardell Fox Jr., of course, got a little birdie. A little birdie told me of some news on Midnight Star, man. Can you share with the listeners out there, man?
Well, okay, so...
Well, you just came in hot on that one.
Well, I'm sorry, because I'm multitasking over here, dude. Woo! So this is what's happening. Tomorrow on Solar Records Radio, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will be doing an interview with with no other than Mr. Reggie Calloway from Midnight Star. And the reason why we're doing that is because Midnight Star just received an award on the Black Walk of Minneapolis, right?
Like Cincinnati, right?
Cincinnati, that's it. Oh, Lord have mercy, yes. So they got their award, and we're excited about it. It's called Black Music Walk of Fame. This is Midnight Star, and they were inductees in 2022. And so Reggie's going to come on and talk about it to us and share with us about how this all happens from Midnight Star, and then here it is. You know, this music was done back in the 80s, and awards are still coming in, and it's just a beautiful thing to be able to share and watch our brothers and sisters from Solar still being recognized. So tomorrow, and we're gonna have some special guests that's gonna call in, somebody from the Deal, somebody from Lakeside. Somebody from the Time, somebody the president of Solar Records. So we got some great stuff going on. So you know, tomorrow, tune in and stuff, and we're gonna just have a little family reunion, so to speak, on Solar Records Radio, just celebrating Midnight Star and their award. So come hang out.
That's amazing. That is amazing because, I always, and I know I sound like a broken record for those who listen to the show, I go on these little rants every now and then, but, when you talk about, music from the 70s and 80s, it's having like this resurgence, man. It really is. And through the internet, through TikTok, through all of these social media outlets, a lot of the older vintage songs are starting to get a little bit of this resurgence and this recognition again. And it's a beautiful thing because a lot of kids now, they go down this rabbit hole of 70s and 80s and, 90s music and the early 2000s, but I really don't count that. But that's just my opinion. But no, seriously, again, you joke with me about it, that I'm a gamer and I'm playing these video games on my off free time and things. And a lot of the music that's been in these video games, a lot of these new generations, especially Generation Z kids and, millennials or whatever they're calling them, Generation X, Y, I think we're Generation X. But a lot of these kids now are getting like a newfound respect of a lot of old music because of the instrumentation, because of, you know, people kind of just took their time. As a matter of fact, and again, this isn't a shade on anything or whatever. There was a little controversy. Diane Warren, of course, a famed songwriter, she went up to Twitter to basically say, why does a song have to have 24 producers and 24 songwriters on it? And apparently a lot of people thought that she was throwing shade at Beyonce. And, of course, the Beehive went nuts on her. You know, she had to apologize and everything. But, you know, it does, you know, again, it does raise a question that, you know, why, again, song, you know, great song, however you feel about this artist or that artist, but it does raise a question as of why, you know, all of these people are putting their hand in one song, you know, when it's usually, what, 2, 3, maybe 4 people tops, you know. But again, as an industry person yourself, I mean, when you had came in and did your producing skills and kind of just incorporated your work of the pen as far as writing music and producing and things like that and playing all of these instruments, how many people usually just collaborated with you on a certain song that you produced? I mean, I doubt it was 20.
Two to three.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm just, you know, again, it doesn't, you know, this isn't, again, this is no shade on newer artists or whatever, but it, again, it does raise a question, you know, and a lot of kids, like I said, going back to the, you know, kids going down this rabbit hole, they have a newfound respect for the generation of artists. Like, the, as a matter of fact, I saw this young brother, he's listening to, I think, LTD for the first time. I think he heard, Love Ballad by LTD. And, you know, of course, Jeffrey Osborne. Of course, in one of your archive shows the other day, you featured Jeffrey Osborne on the show. And, you know, hearing a former drummer, Jeffrey Osborne being a former drummer he was, or he still is, you know, just to kind of have the voice and just have everyone kind of just took their time and just making good music. Now, granted, there was a corporate entity there when it came out grinding out music, and you know, you could have these arguments about cookie cutters and this and this and this, but you know, you didn't really see it as prevalent as if you saw it in the, you know, the 90s and going into 2000, especially once you wanted to kind of incorporate rap, you know, in these songs. You know, you had to have a rap on the song. And, you know, it just, you know, again, it just, it kind of boggles my mind that, you know, why was, you know, going back to Diane Warren, I don't feel like I'm babbling, I apologize, but it's just something that's near and dear to me when someone like Diane Warren, you know, has a legitimate question and people kind of just jump on her the way they did. And again, that's my opinion. And it's just fascinating to me, you know, as far as the vitriol that she did get from some of the people who came to defense. And she didn't even mention, you know, Beyonce's name or whatever. But, you know, again, a lot of people took it as, you know, as an offense. They took offense to it. So I guess the question I wanted to ask you, you know, when you said 2 or 3 people came and helped you out and did what they did, you know, what was the use of having an extra 15 or 16 there? I mean, wouldn't that dilute your sound? And I'm just asking that as a hypothetical.
Okay, so what happens is
so much to press on. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it on you like that.
No, so what happens is that sometimes people want to say, you know what, everybody that's in this situation with us, we're going to make sure you all are get something from this project. So we're going to put everybody's name on it because we want everyone that's involved to be able to make something from this amazing project that we're doing. And so it's a choice. It's a thing that people do. You don't have to do that, but sometimes that's a way of paying people as opposed to giving them money up front or, you know, but you want them to have a royalty stream that maybe they never had the opportunity to get before. So you are offering, you're basically paying them with your song by putting their name on it. So not necessarily that everybody have anything to do with the writing per se, but it's just like, this is how I'm going to pay you. So that could be the situation that, you know, they did, you know. And so it seems a little weird, but it is what it is, and people do what they do. And people are creative, and they have all kind of different creative ways that they can, you know, do, you know, pay people, you know. So, and I guess that's okay.
Man.
For some.
Well, hey,
I
appreciate your input. I really do, because it means a lot to kind of get your input, even though the album's just ranting. But again, it does make sense. And I'm going to put you on the spot again because I want you to do a block, but I wanted to play a quick song. The next block is yours, or you can play the next two songs and then go into your own block. But I want to play this song because it's one of my favorite Glenn Jones songs from his Finesse album. And I haven't played this in a while, so it's only fair to go ahead and play. Man, talk a little bit about, again, for all the listeners out there, and talk about just your work behind the pen. And, you know, not only just the doing the drums and whatever, you know, doing the thing you do on the drums, but, again, your penmanship was just as mean. But can you talk about, I want to play Bring Back Your Love, and I want to play it in very shortly. But can you, for all the new listeners out there, talk a little bit about that song and the making of that song for Glenn Jones and working with who you worked with on collaborating on bringing this masterpiece on the Finesse album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the question, too. This here particular song was a song. It was the first album that Leon just threw me into the lake and said, swim. Because we were roommates, and I told him that I want to produce. And he said, well, then produce. I go, well, what do you mean get to produce? He says, you know, it's same thing with writing. I said, I want to write. He says, then write. Get a keyboard and start writing. And I was like, how do you do that? And so anyway, he said, get a keyboard and just start writing. So I did. And then he taught me structure and how to structure these songs. And so I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So the same thing happened with producing. He says, I got all these projects coming up, and Glenn Jones is one of them, Wardell, so I want you and Ricky to go and produce Glenn Jones. I was like, what? My mouth fell to the ground. I was like, I never did that before. Are you crazy? But he had the faith and said, you can do it. You can do it. You know, and so it was hard. But Glenn Jones is so classy. He's such a classy act. As a matter of fact, he's going to be here next month, and I'm going to go hang out with him in Austin, Texas.
I may have to make a trip.
Oh, there you go. And it was just let me know so I can set it up. And so it was just really cool working with him. The song "Bring Back Your Love" is a song that you know, I was just sitting on the keyboard, and I was just thinking of, you know, like, thinking of, like, how could I get, you know, what could I do that will, you know, make, that Glenn would sound good singing. And so when I, you know, I put the chorus together and I started singing it to him, and then he started singing, it was like a whole nother song. I was like, whoa. And he's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I like that. I was like, man, your voice is unbelievable. And so then, you know, so there you go. And so that's, you know, then we went ahead on and finished the song, got it together, Ricky and myself. And then Dana Marshall came and he helped us and, you know, to close it out and stuff. And so it was just, amazing watching the song go through what it went through. And I'm grateful that we had the opportunity to work with my brother. That was how, you know, how I got to know who he is. And he's such a nice man. He's a gentleman. Good brother. Good brother.
And, I mean, the final product was, again, just amazing. So, guys, again, you're listening to Solar Records Radio, a Throwback Thursday night. Don Fleming, Wardell Pies Jr. Of course, here is that song from the Finesse album. You got the next couple of songs, and then you might have the block. I might, you know, go downstairs and get something to eat. But Kiss, this is Bring Back Your Love by Mr. Glenn Jones.
So funny.
You guys, again, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
That it seemed unreal, so you chose to play it safe and go back to him. But now the truth you can't conceal, and you're afraid because you know you were wrong. But don't you know I've been here waiting. Feeling's gone, but you know I understand. So don't be ashamed. What's done is done, and life goes on.
Bring back your love.
all began. It just seems like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, then we met again.
Oh, yes, I do love you. This old heart of mine. You know, something about that heart. It's something about that heart, and it's so important. I want y'all to remember that heart thing is so powerful because the heart will tell you the truth. The heart will tell you the truth, period. You have to listen to this. See, the heart was created by love. God is love. God created us. And so our heart will always tell the truth. Even if we are doing something, we did something wrong, the heart plays the victim. It's like, no, I miss her. I love her. Why did you do that? That was mine. You took that away from me. The heart will always tell you the truth, you know. And so we have to start listening to the heart. And sometimes the heart could pull you into something that you think, listen, heart, I can't be in love with this person because they don't love me back. They're not loving me back, so I got to get away. And it's hard to separate this old heart. That heart is just, it's doing what it does. And what that is, it's loving. And to just pull away from love like that is very difficult for the heart. It's very difficult. So you have to do it with love and respect. You have to do it with gentleness and patience and kindness, because the heart will hold you to the truth. And the truth is, the heart is still in love with that person, whether it's a man or woman. It's still in love with that person, and you got to know how to manipulate the heart. So this old heart of mine, woo, it can get you in trouble, but at the same time, don't play with the heart, because the heart will let you know. Any old way. That's what I love about that song. And Don, the first song that you played, let me just go backwards. Michael Jackson, I played right after that. And Remember the Time. I remember the time when Michael Jackson was performing. Amazing. That dude had so much electricity when he got on the stage. So much energy, so much power, so much passion, so much conviction, and so much style, and the love for the music. You could see that he was music. That's why he was the king of pop, because he was so good. He convinced everybody that he outsold the Beatles. I mean, this guy was amazing. And he's one of ours.
Yeah, ended up buying the catalog.
Exactly.
He ended up buying the catalog this one time. So that's crazy. Yeah. You know, there's a video circulating. I don't know if you call it viral or whatever, but there's a video of James Brown, I think it was performing in 1983. Well, James Brown invited Michael Jackson and Prince on stage at the same time. And they're just out there doing their thing. And, until Prince left. But, that's just amazing. Just those three artists themselves, at the same time, doing what they do. I love that video. And, again, it's circulating on the Internet. You can find it somewhere. But, it just lets you know just the range of our music, just how we feel, when it comes to, those different types of music. Prince was his style. James Brown was his style. And, of course, Michael Jackson was his style. And all those styles together on one stage doing what they did. There's that word again, amazing. So.
Yes. Yes. And, It is the bottom line is all these guys were so passionate about what they were doing that they all were number one artists. They all had put it, they left it all on the stage. They left it all on the stage. After their show, they were drenched, completely drenched, because they left everything on the stage. And it was just amazing to watch all of them, you know, and all three of them rest in peace. And but it was just what you know, that was some serious talent right there. That's a talent pool for you right there. And so James Brown was the king of soul, right?
The godfather of soul.
Godfather, there you go. The Godfather,
yeah, Godfather
of Soul.
Soul,
yeah.
King
and,
of Pop.
And Aretha Franklin.
They called Prince.
And Prince was just a prince. So
was
and
prince.
What about right. And then what about Aretha Franklin? The Queen of Soul.
Queen of Soul.
Yeah, there you
mm-hmm.
go. All right. So, you know, that's and it's really been named a really good thing because it is soul music and it just really blesses us deep down inside. I mean, it just into our souls. It just it radiates. It makes movements, you know, deep down inside of us. And we just, you know, sometimes words get in the way trying to describe it, like it is with me right now. And so I want to play this
mm-hmm.
next, starting this next set as Don has.
You got the block, brother.
Thank you, Don.
You got the block.
Yeah, so,
you got the block.
Okay. So thank you. And so I want to start it off. Start, well, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. I think I'm going
to look
my
at
mind.
You. Do what get your heart it. Tells you to.
You know, a heart can get you in trouble. You better watch that heart.
You just preached about it.
And I said, it can get you in trouble. You better do it right. You better act right. All right, guys. Well, anyway, we'll get back to the music. Thanks for tuning in this evening with Don Fleming on the late Throwback Thursday show. He got the late show. I got the early show. So anyway, guys, so here we go. And thanks again for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. Woo, man, oh, man. I tell you, it's nothing like a great dancer. Mm-mm-mm. Can we hear that?
Let me just say this. What you just played, of course, "And the Beat Goes On" by The Whispers. My nephew, born, I'm going to tell all his business, born in 2002, loves this song, knows this song word for word. I'm telling you.
That's awesome. It's crazy.
He will be 20 years old New Year's Eve. He was a New Year's Eve baby in 2002. He was born. I mean, come on now. And
yes,
he knows this song.
I love it. Yes.
You know,
yes,
and again,
yes,
you just don't know how much the music, and of course, for all the listeners out there just tuning in, especially all of my friends on Facebook, whatnot, you guys are listening. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. This brother, my partner, the guy I'm talking to right now, played drums on this song. You know, and
yeah,
again, that means a lot. Of course, it means a lot to him, but it definitely means a lot to me, considering that, you know, I've always said this, Solar Records, Sounds of Los Angeles Records, was kind of like the soundtrack of me growing up, you know, growing up in the 80s. So, again, to work with a gentleman that you know, that I've admired, you know, from afar for so long, it's just amazing to me. And then the fact that my nephew, I mean, he knows when he's in the car with me, he's going to get some old school music. And again, it rubbed off on him, I guess, ever since he was 5, 6 years old. But he loves this song. And he'll tell, he's like, "Uncle, don't put me in." He's like, "Uncle, don't put me on the radio, but I love this song." You know, so, but again, it to me, the music just transcends generations. Just good music, period. Doesn't matter what, really doesn't matter what genre. But I'm talking about soul music and R&B in particular. Again, something like this song here, that's, again, on Grand Theft Auto, on a lot of, you know, video game outlets. A lot of these music, a lot of these kids are getting accustomed to now, can go to YouTube and go down that rabbit hole and listen to a lot of great music. And that's the beauty of it, man. And again, now granted, it's an anecdote, but my nephew, to me is a testimony, and it's just, I'm sure it's shared by many, many people. So let's keep it real.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. I'm really blessed by that. I just posted my platinum record, that actual record that's played in. It goes on. I picked the platinum up just about a few weeks ago. I was in California and stuff. And,
yeah.
It's, and it was just, so I posted it up there so you guys could see it. And it's the red one. But right next to it, you'll see another one. That's Will Smith going, I'm Going to Miami, which is the same song. And so, so you, you'll see it's kind of like it's a bad picture because I just did a snapshot real fast to show you. But anyway, so, you know, for your, does your nephew know that that's the same song?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does.
Okay, cool. All right. So, so thank you for sharing that, man. And I'm glad that he loves that music and stuff. And what a blessing it was to come on here and hang out with you. And I'm gonna let you do your thing. And how was your snack?
I had a blueberry muffin. I had a blueberry
there
muffin
you go.
And grape
nice.
Juice.
Nice. That's a nice snack.
So.
There you go.
When he does a block, it's a little inside joke, you know, when he does a block and he said, I'm going downstairs to find me something to eat. Now, granted, it might be 70% of the time, but most of the time, I'm just, I want him to vibe. I want him to, I'm trying to interject his views and his, you know, his vibe into my show. You know, just like he wants me to interject into his show. Again, want to remind you,
absolutely.
Check out Ordell every Thursday. Throwback Thursday, of course, I call it the afternoon drive from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you tune in. Of course, again, Solar Records Radio. We got about, 37 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for those blocks. You played the moment.
Whoa.
You played the moments, man. I love, went on to become Ray Goodman and Brown, but... a little bit of Philly music, man. Of course, you are from Philly, so, hey, state your claim. You know, you are a Philly boy. So it's just, a lot of that great music. Again, we talk about Solar. We got to talk about Philly International, that Philly soul music. You know, you talk about Motown. You talk about Stax. You talk about Muscle Shoals or Chess Records or King Records. Or, you know, all of these labels. You know, and all of these sounds, blended all, blended and became, to me, is my childhood. Now, granted, a couple of those labels I mentioned, a couple of those, that sound was before, quote unquote, before my time, but I grew up listening to it. And again, it's always been something, that I have incorporated some of the words and some of the lyrics to my life. And again, I don't want to get too corny. You know, a lot of people might think it's corny to say this, but no, that's coming from a real place. No matter how people, they don't want to admit, maybe it's a guilty pleasure, maybe it's something they don't just want to just kind of just express to the world. But some of us, let's keep it real, some of us live our code, and our code of life, our code of ethics, or whatever you want to put it, to lyrics to a certain song. Sometimes a certain lyric to a song keeps you, out of a state of depression or whatever you're feeling. So, and that's the power of music anyway. You know, that's the power of lyrics. That's the power of, just the chakras of a drum beat and this and that, how it gets to your chakras and all that stuff. You know, a little in depth, but I'm not trying to go there too much, but. My point is music soothes your soul and how you incorporate it in your daily life. It's not, it's normal. It's okay. So, any thoughts on that?
Listen, you're absolutely right. I mean, music to me is an escape and, it allows you to go someplace without going anyplace. It takes you there.
Mm-hmm.
You can just sit still and the music will take you someplace. What a blessing it is. That's how powerful music it is. But let me tell you the other thing about music that's so powerful, that it goes in and it does what it does without your permission. It doesn't ask for permission to make you emotional. It doesn't ask for permission to stop you from crying. It doesn't ask for permission to make you dance. It gets you, all of a sudden, you just start bouncing your feet and it's feeling good. It doesn't ask for your permission to praise God. It does not ask for your permission to do anything. Music is so powerful. It does what it does on its own because it was created by the Creator. And it is a beautiful gift. And that's why we love to celebrate music here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming and myself, you see us all the time, no matter what our situation is. We are driven by M-U-S-I-C. We are driven by it because we don't know why. We don't know. It's a part of who we are. It's inside of us. And so we're so grateful that we have a platform where we can come and play this music for you guys so that you can enjoy it just like we do. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks for that, for bringing that up, Don. It's awesome.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get into some music. And don't take it personal. And see what I did there? I did a little segue. Of course, he played Michael Jackson earlier. I'm going to play his brother, Jermaine Jackson. Let's take it back to 1989. Of course, this is Don't Take It Personal. Guys, keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was music from the BB&Q band. BB&Q stands for Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens band from 1985. That is Genie. Of course, before that, 1979, Gabe Yellow Funk Group from Portland, Oregon, of all places. Of course, that is Pleasure, Thoughts of Old Flames, and of course, started off the block. Don't take it personal, Mr. Jermaine Jackson. Got about 18 minutes left of the show, man. Looks like we're kind of getting over that hump. Actually about to kind of close it out, I guess. And we might have one more block, but I don't know, man. It just depends on what Wardell has to say. If you got some, want to remind people tomorrow, who do you have tomorrow, man? I'm so excited again. I just want, you got to mention it again.
I'm a get to that real, but I have a tight situation right now. So we got to do this real quick. Right now, we want to say happy birthday to Linda Carrier from Dynasty. Happy birthday, Linda.
Thank you so much.
I just texted her.
So
I just texted her. Did you get my text?
Not yet. I'm driving.
Happy birthday, sweetheart. We just, you know, we just wanted to say thank you for all the beautiful things you do for us here at Solar Records Radio. And, of course, Dynasty, but we just really want to say thank you, and we're grateful, you know.
I'm grateful. For
you.
Thank you for the lovely happy birthday, and I look forward to calling in to hang out sometime soon. Thank you guys so much.
That's awesome. So that's pretty – she's rolling, so we can't keep her. So, Don, is there anything else you'd like to
say? I got you, yeah.
I want to play
real fast because it's going to talk.
Okay. All right. So but we're good. We're good. God bless
all
you,
right.
Linda. You can go ahead on and hang up to her, and we'll go ahead. I wanna play this song, just in John, if I can, when
yes.
we start to block off.
Floor
again.
Is yours, my man.
All right.
And floor is
all
yours.
Right. So this is
thank you.
Thank you, Linda. This is for Linda. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Linda.
God bless you,
happy birthday.
We'll be right back right after this song. Right there.
All right, Don. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
No, man.
And
I appreciate you hanging out, and I appreciate you. You were here the whole show hanging out with me, man. How cool is that? So cool.
Well,
so
you
cool.
Got
to, and again,
yeah,
happy birthday
yeah.
to Linda Carrier.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, and that was a song of Dynasties, and we really enjoy it. I hear it on Sirius XM all the time. I mean, man, they love that song, and they play that one. So I figured I'll just copy. Do the same thing. And we're featuring Linda Carrier and Nigel Beard on that, or Nigel Silvers on that song. So, yeah, that was fun. But anyway, there you go, Don. So thanks for letting me hang out with you today. I appreciate it. And I'm glad you're getting better. You sound good.
I am. And, again, thank you so much. Thank you guys for all the prayers and whatnot. I don't know. I had a little flu bug. And, excuse me. My voice wasn't at 100% for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Like I said, I'm kind of at 98 now. Again, I just want to thank everybody for the prayers and whatnot. I'm doing fine. It's just, you know, I can't sing the high notes, not just yet, you know. I can't go Lenny Williams, you know, 'cause I love you, you know, those high notes he hit in that song. I can't quite go there yet. So, you know, some of you guys are like, thank God, but I don't care what you think. No, but thank you again. No, seriously. I appreciate you. Tomorrow, kicking off a Solar Weekend, of course, celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the artists, the music, just the stories. I love hearing it. And just remind the people what's going on tomorrow, man. I love when you tell this story.
Well, once again, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our brother, Reggie Calloway from Midnight Star, will be on tomorrow. And we're going to be celebrating their award that they got from Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati Black Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's the,
yeah.
It's the Cincinnati... Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame.
Yes. And so we're excited about that. And, you know, that's their hometown. And they were being honored in their hometown. There's nothing better than that to me. It's a beautiful thing to be honored in your own hometown. And so I'm very happy for them. And so, and then we'll have some special guests calling in from Solar to congratulate them. So come on and hang out with us and you know, just be a part of Solar Records Radio. We're just one big happy family here.
Oh, yeah. And I love it. I love the fact that, you know, a lot of the artists kind of just took me in as like a little cousin, little brother, whatever. And just I engage in having these questions and, you know, and it turns into these conversations, man. And you know, I love you guys just kind of welcome me in tenfold. I appreciate it, man. I love the fact that, you know, you guys are just as down to earth as you can be. And again, you want to share these stories. They want to share these stories. And, you know, it's just, I'm glad that we have a platform for that. So, and
absolutely.
I'm just a kid in the candy store.
You're part of the family. You're part of your family, Don, so that's just the way it is, you know, and also not even just because of the love that we have for you, but because radio and our careers work together. I mean, so
right.
That's what you've been doing. So yeah, so you get all the credit in the world for putting yourself in a position, just like we get the credit for putting ourselves in a position to meet each other and to work together. And to help to create Solar Records in terms of the music that came out of there.
And again, when we get a chance to, man, thank you for that. And I think, you know, because we're able to reach out and have these interviews and these artists, especially for me, the artists I grew up listening to and things like that, And, you know, for example, you know, the Denise Williams and the Jelly Bean Johnson, and, you know, just actual having these people, you know, having these artists, Shirley Jones from the Jones Girls, you know, Greg Williams from Switch. I mean, the list goes on, man, just to have just these people that are willing to just, you know, talk with you and have these conversations. I am eternally grateful for that, man. And I think it's that's the beauty of music. That's the beauty of having, you know, because there's a story behind every song. There's a story behind making these this music. And, you know, whether it's, you know, positive or not so positive and you're willing to share, you know, that's again, that goes in the underpinnings of your emotions and all of these things that are intertwined. And I think that's, again, that is the beauty of music. Again, I sound like a broken record, but again, that's what we do. We got about another 6 minutes left of the show, and one of the artists that we had on about a month ago is, of course, Hubert Eves from the group Entombé, and, of course, he went on and worked with D-Train. And, you know, we got to get Hubert back on the show, man, because, I mean, what an amazing catalog of music that he was able to, that he was a part of. Man, we talk about you and the fact that, you know, he's a fan of you as you're a fan of him. You know, he flipped on it and asked you a question in the interview. That was just, and I love stuff like that because that's organic. That's to me, that is kind of like a grassroots. That's like a grassroots interview. That again, people, Denise Williams followed Solar Records. I mean, she was a fan of Solar Records. You know, and the fact that she was a fan of you. So again, man, it's just an amazing. But anyway, you hear Keep On. I'm gonna go ahead and play it in the background. But we're gonna go ahead and close out with it, man. Any final words, man, before we get up out of here?
Hey, much love to all you guys. Please stay safe out there. Take care of yourselves. As we know, all kind of viruses are still going on. So you guys, we have to just stay, you know, due diligence to, you know, and do the right thing for ourselves so that we can enjoy, the, you know, our lives together as best as possible. So we love you, and we appreciate you guys coming, you know, and celebrating Solar Records Radio with Don Fleming and myself. And thank you so much for supporting us. We appreciate that very, very much. And you know what? Do us a favor and tell a friend about Solar Records Radio and help us to grow because we need each other. So we appreciate y'all. And much love to all you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed, and beautiful rest of your week.
Definitely. We'll see you guys tomorrow again. Keep on. Just keep on keeping on. Of course, closing out a little D-Train. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. You guys have a safe and enjoy the rest of your Thursday night.
Amen.